Okay, Yismach Yisrael for Lag BaOmer. It was Aleph. Inyan Lag BaOmer. Shemati mikvod kedushas admor zecher tzadik levracha l'chayel amhaba zechuso yagen aleinu mi biala. He quotes from the tzadik of Biala, page 139. Ki az hu, ki az hu hod shabahod. Lag BaOmer is, as we know, hod shabahod. V'tikun midas hod hu leida u'lahalos u'lahachzir kol ha-hod la-kadosh baruch. The word hod means splendor. Right? So it's an expression, obviously, of something very beautiful or honored. And the goal, the tikun of the midah of hod, is to try to restore all hod and hadar, often used together, to Hashem. To give Hashem, so to speak, all of the splendor, all of the glory in this world. V'leida ki hod v'hadar l'fanav. To recognize that, as we know, hod v'hadar lefanav, as the pasuk says, "Hainu shekol ha'hod sheyesh la'adam hu me'Hashem," that any success I have and any honor I've been given and all glory that I've achieved is all from Hashem and belongs to Hashem. U'memeila lo yal lo shum sina v'kina al chaveiro. So explains the Rebbe of Biala, when a person recognizes the fact that nothing I have is from me, and nothing that anyone else has is from him, so that helps me to remove feelings of hatred, jealousy, negativity towards another person. So you can see where he's going with this. Right? When I properly understand the source of hod, it helps me to not feel jealous or spiteful of my fellow Jew. And that's the tikkun of hod. And that's obviously going to be a big part of the tikkun of Talmid Rabbi Akiva. So again, so memeila lo yal lo shum sinav kina al chaveru, sheyesh lo ahod v'hadar v'lo lo. God forbid a person will think, oh, I'm a person of distinction, I'm a chashuv person. Hod v'hadar is by me. So when I realize that hod v'hadar is only by Hashem, so then I don't flaunt my greatness in the presence of others. I don't feel threatened by anyone else. I don't feel better than anyone else. Ki akol hu me'Hashem, v'lo ahod v'hadar. So the students of Rabbi Akiva, where each one failed to show respect to another one, and their eyes were short, their eyes were stingy. They looked at each other in a way of tsaras ayin, right? The opposite of ayin tov.
It's also like narrow.
A narrow eye. The Tefillah Tzaddik talks a lot about how the pagam of Talmid Rabbi Akiva was a failure to share Torah with each other. Everyone wanted to have the best insight in the Beis Medrash. So they almost like were guarding their Torah in a way that they weren't sharing their Torah. And the fixing of that is Rishon Bar Yochai, who was Megala, the most Torah, you know, the deepest secrets of Torah to all. So therefore, a lack of respect, feeling threatened by someone else, not being able to properly look at someone else and give them kavod, is a lack of an understanding of hod. It means each person is trying to be more chashuv. But if we recognize that hod v'hadar l'fanav, that it all belongs to Hashem, then there's no struggle of showing kavod to each other. V'kasher higiyu l'lag ba'omer, so when we came to the day of lag ba'omer, which is midas hod shebahod, which is a tikkun of hod, shezehu nishmas upnimius hod, when we get to the very core of hod, tiknu midas hod, that's a fixing of the midah of hod. V'lakach paskum lamos. So therefore, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. Because this was the day that forces Jews to what? To see each other in the right way. That we all surrender to something bigger than ourselves, to Hashem. Right? By way of the tzaddikim. And because of that, it was a tikkun for Talmid Rabbi Akiva. V'lefisha v'lag v'omer hischil lisnotzeis or matan Torah. Another way to say the same thing. What is it about Lag BaOmer that brought about this renewed respect for each other? If Lag BaOmer is the beginning of the or of Kabbalah Satorah, of Matan Torah shining upon us, Shezachu Yisrael al Yedei Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. If Kabbalah Satorah itself is a time of unity, Hainu Shekol Echad VeEchad Hayalo Chein Be'Enei Chavero. Very nice. He says Vayichan is not just a lashon of camping there, but it's a lashon of Vayichan Sham Yisrael. The Jews had chen in each other's eyes. They saw each other well. Vayideze nasu ki ish echad b'lev echad. And again, when I see you favorably and you see me favorably, become united, Yan ki yadu ki achin vahod vahadahu mi Hashem. Again, with the realization that all of the goodness that we have is from Hashem. L'ficha chayil echer chayin b'enei chaveiro v'lo lehefa chas v'shalom. So Kabbalah Satorah is a zman of seeing each other well, not chas v'shalom, the opposite. It's not a zman of tzaras ayin, it's a zman of ayin tov. Which again, we explained on Yom Ha'atzmut, for those who were at that shir, that ayin tov is the midah of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes, which is Torah. Yaakov is the Ish Tam Yoshev Olam. So part of Kabbalah Satorah, again, is to have an ayin tov. The more a person has an ayin tov towards his fellow Jews, the more there can be of a yichan shom Yisrael. They see each other with chen, and that leads to Kabbalah Satorah. V'kasher hufiya al tamid Rabbi Akiva me'or hazes, when this light began to shine upon tamid Rabbi Akiva, al yedeza tiknu gam heima midas hod, that was a fixing of the midah of hod, and that brought about an end of the death of tamid Rabbi Akiva. V'hoysev v'galus v'lashono ha'kadosh od me'ein zeh, the Magid of Mezrich explained a very deep idea. Okay, let's learn a little Kabbalah. I ran this by my Kabbalah Rabbi Joy Rosenfeld to make sure that I had a little bit of an understanding of what he's talking about here. Sha'olam ha'tohu nekudos she'ein lam achiza ze bezeh va'olam ha'tikun hu gaven va'amar b'lashono ha'kadosh b'zeh ha'lashon. Okay, so let's pause right there. Olam ha'tohu va'olam ha'tikun. Let's keep it simple, since that's the only thing I know how to do with it. Olam ha'tov and olam ha'tikun, right? Olam ha'tov means, what do the words mean? What's tov? Tov v'vo. Right? Olam ha'tov means a state of disarray, and olam ha'tikun is the way that things are supposed to be. So in the writings of the Arizal and in the Ramak, we find that nekudos are considered the world of tohu. Why are nekudos considered the world of tohu? Because each nikud expresses itself differently. Each of the nikudos expresses itself in a different way. It represents a certain period, like he says here. She'ein lehem achizah zeh bezeh. They don't make contact with one another. They're not connected to each other. Olam ha'tikun, he says, and this is found, Joey told me, is more in the Ramak than in the Arizal, that olam ha'tikun is connected to what? To colors. Gvanim are colors. The olam ha'tikun is the world of gaven, which means colors, because I guess colors requires a blending of sorts. Right? When there's a pirud, when there's lack of connection, so then there's either darkness, blackness. Right, but color already implies some type of yichud, of things coming together in a certain way. Color means pictures, right? Color means surah. Color means taking on a form. Yeah.
Is it like the dots or like kind of like the outline? Like the it's like incomplete, and then like the colors is like the final
okay.
picture.
Like you could say it like that.
Like a right, complete so the, image.
Right. The color completes the image. Exactly. Exactly. As opposed to just the outline, the outline of the shapes. Okay. Fine. We don't have to really understand what it means in terms of again. In terms of the Kabbalah and the Kudos versus colors, right? But there's a concept of Tohu, which is a world, again, where there's a lack of unity and connection. And there's a world of Tikkun, which is a world of colors, which obviously represents something more positive and more connected. So we explained this as the Magid explained. Hagam ki adavar hu misodos elyonim. Even though, again, this is an idea that we find in Sefer Kabbalah, a very lofty idea. Let's understand it. What is the world of Tohu? What is the world of Tikkun? Again, well, the basic idea is that the world of Tohu is a world of what? Of disunity, right? Of Ein Lehem Achiza Zebazeh. And a world of Tikkun, the world of colors, is what? Again, whatever that means, colors, but it's a world where things are mukusher, one to another. So therefore, b'derech avodah, if you want to be in a state of rectification, you need to be in a state of unification. I just started listening this morning. Someone recommended to me a 16-part course, a series on simpletoremember.com, which is a Torah audio website, given by Dr. David Rosmarin, who's like some clinical psychologist at Harvard, professor, and does a lot of work for anxiety and depression and stress. So in the introduction, he starts to describe how the classes are going to be based on what he learned from his Rebbe, Rav Leib Kelman, who learned it from his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Volbi, who learned it from his Rebbe, Rav Yochum Levavitz, who learned it from his Rebbe, the Alter of Kelm, who learned it from Rav Salanter, learned it, to Moshe Rabbeinu. A Torah approach to handling stress, anxiety, v'chulu. So he says that the mahalich that he developed, again, based on the teachings of these tzaddikim, is a mahalich of defeating and overcoming depression and anxiety, etc., through connectivity. The connection is the key to overcoming those struggles. And he's done a lot of work and a lot of research on this topic. And he said that the classes are going to be divided into three sections. Three domains, I guess, of connection. Right? Why am I telling you all this? Because when there's disunity, when there's a lack of unity, when there's a lack of proper connection, when there's disconnect in these three areas, it leads to stress, anxiety, depression, and v'chulu. So what are the three areas? So he said the first is body and soul. If the body and soul are not connecting, if there's a disconnection between body and soul, that causes terrible anxiety and stress. That could be making sure the body's well rested, right? When I'm tired, I'm more stressed out. He said the second section he's going to talk about is in interpersonal relationships. Stress and anxiety is caused or removed by proper connection in interpersonal relationships. Right? So when I get along with my parents, when I get along with my spouse, when I get along with my chavrusa, when I get along with my kids, when I'm getting along with my coworkers, even if they're not my type of people, but if I learn to communicate and to connect with them properly, so then my stress levels and my anxiety goes way down. And the third area, of course, where a person, if they're not properly connected, leads to tremendous internal struggle, is between man and God. So when I don't feel that I'm properly connected to Hashem in the right way, it weighs on a person. And he's going to develop these, you know, over 16 classes of this course, of how these three areas, if my body and soul are not aligned, and if myself and the people around me are not properly aligned, and myself and my Creator are not properly aligned, it causes tohu. Again, to use the Kabbalistic word he's using here, right? Tohu vavohu. It's chaotic. But when I know how to connect to people, and I feel that I'm balancing my body and my soul, and I have a healthy relationship in terms of my understanding of how God plays a role in my life, so then a person's in a state of tikkun. Okay, so how does this connect to Sfira? How does it connect to Talmidei Rabbi Akiva? How does it connect to Rishon Bar Yochai, Hod Shebahod, and properly understanding what success is mine and what success belongs to Hashem? So end of the page. Even though this is a great sod, you can... Shiyira, Shiyeh, Me'olam HaTikun, V'lo Me'olam HaTohu. How do we make sure that we come from a world of Tikun and not Tohu? Shiyalo Achizo V'Reyus. He's talking, again, in the realm of Ben Adam V'Chavero, that there should be connectivity between a person and his fellow man. Val yidei ma, and this is achieved through what? Al yidei tikkun midas hod, that through the tikkun of midas hod, again, a recognition that me and my friend are equal, and any success that he has, or any success that I have, it's not indicative of me being better or him being better, it's all from Hashem. Yimtza kol echad v'echad chein b'nei chaber. And that's how we come, like he said, to the Vayichan Shem Yisrael, Neged Ahar, that Chain, which Mamish also, you know, if you learned the first piece of Torah on Likutei Moharan, right, Chain is a critical component of not only how I feel about myself and how I interact with you, but how the whole world sees the Jewish people. When we're in a state of balance, when we are able to properly assign the credit where credit belongs, right, so then it's much easier for us to be seen correctly by the whole world. So therefore, al yidei tikkun midas hod, yimtza kol echad v'echad chein b'nei chavero, v'yira malas chavero, v'lo chasrono, ad kan l'shono ha-kadosh. Those are the words of the Rebbe of Biala, v'dvar v'kadoshim yikarim mipninim, they're very beautiful and sweet words. Okay, let's go a little bit further, a little bit deeper. V'dvar v'kadoshim nispari shanoda, so with this we can explain the concept of Netzach and Hod as a unit, because they always work together as a unit. Chesed is the right arm, Gvur is the left arm, Tiferes is the torso, Netzach and Hod, train Shoikin, the two legs, the two thighs. It doesn't assign which one is which. So they often work together. You can use your right arm, you can use your left arm. You can't do much with your legs unless you work with them together. If I want to walk, if I want to run, if I want to jump, two legs are better than one. So Netzach and Hod work together. Netzach and Hod are called Limudei Hashem. Okay, new concept for us, probably. Netzach and Hod are called Limudei Hashem. What does that mean? Shehalom dim b'toras Hashem, nechutzim lahem letakein midas ahod. Ulahavin ki akol hu me Hashem. Netzach and Hod, the midah of Netzach and Hod, can educate us, really, right? Limudei Hashem, they teach us to properly understand the role of Hashem in our lives. What does that mean? So let's just think again. What is Netzach? What is Hod? Right, Netzach is eternity. Netzach is victory. Hod is what? Surrender, thanks, admission, submissiveness. So how does a Jew strike a balance between, on the one hand, having the confidence to go out and conquer the world, Netzach, and at the same time, Hod, to be so humble and so, you know, so much on the receiving end? So the answer is Limudei Hashem. When I learn them well and I understand them well, I balance them out. My greatest source of strength, my ability to win, the reason that Klal Yisrael should have the confidence that we are going to be victorious, Netzach, is because I'm a shliach of Hashem. Shlucho shel Adam Kamoso. So if Hashem has all the power in the world, I have all the power in the world. But at the same time, right, hand in hand with that, or better said, I guess, you know, thigh in thigh with that, right? Netzach and Hod. Yeah, leg in leg. I have an understanding that, wait a minute, so that means my greatest success is still not really me. Right? I can achieve anything because I'm a chelek elokam imal, but also, since it's the chelek of Hashem within me that achieves things in this world, any achievement is not really me. So that's that balance, that give and take of Netzach and Hod. Netzach, the confidence to conquer the world. Hod, the realization and the humility and the willingness to admit that when I've conquered the world, as the Jewish people have, in a remarkable way, right, then it's still not me. That's the balance. He calls them another expression. He says, Ki adua shenetzach vahod heim trei palge gufa. Trei palge gufa is a term that's discussed by the Arizal. It's in Eitzchaim, it's in Shaar Kavanos, talks about it in different places. And he explains that netzach and hod, on the inside, are divided, and on the outside are unified. What does that mean? Well, again, on the one hand, let's keep it very posh. On the one hand, the legs are, right? There is a right leg and there is a left leg. But like I told you, the usage of the right and the left leg are very much connected to each other. More so than, let's say, the right arm and the left arm. So because of that, they're called trei palge gufa. On the one hand, again, on the one hand, they each stand alone. And that's why in Pnimius, they each represent different things, right? Different months correspond to different body parts. We don't put the two legs together. Right leg and left leg correspond to different months. So on one hand, they operate independently. On the other hand, right, from the achorayim, from the external perspective, obviously in Pnimius, they're different. How could the right leg and the left leg be the same? The more deeply you get into them, you realize how different they are. But on the superficial level, on a chitzonius level, they're forced to what? They're forced to work together. So if Netzach and Hod have an association with each other, that means that Netzach and Hod represent a certain Ava and Achva that's meant to exist amongst the Talmidei Chachamim. Why are the legs associated with Talmidei Chachamim? That's a good question. They hold up the body, right? We also find the expression of those who support Torah are called Tamchin Doraisa, supporters of Torah, but it also is connected to the Yarach, to the legs. So those who learn Torah and uphold Yiddishkeit, those who support Torah and by through their support of Torah uphold Yiddishkeit. So those are the legs. V'leida she'echad toli b'chaver. But again, the idea that he's alluding to here is that the legs have to work together. Legs help us to walk. If we want to move forward in Torah, It requires the legs respecting each other, working together. Vayideza lomdim zembize. That's why the legs are called limude Hashem. We're lomdim zembize. We learn from one another. V'noagim kavod zebize. K'beis shamay u'beis hillel. Again, in pnimius, totally different. B'chitzonius, they're the same. If I'm a total outsider, I see great rabbi and great rabbi. Right? Serious learner of Torah, serious learner of Torah. B'pnimius, I start to see that their shitas come to very great distinctions. But there's a deep respect, as the Gemara says in Yevamos, that they loved one another. They allowed their children to marry one another, even though their shitas were sometimes so conflicting, even in Yonei marriage. Right? The Gemara in Yevamos says this was all to teach us, look at the deep love that they had for one another. That emes and shalom, truth and peace, actually can fall in love. Beis Shammai is more the world of truth. Beis Hillel is more the world of peace, right? Trying to make life function. Or I told you last week, differently, you could say emes and emes lamito, right? Beis Shammai is emes lamito, higher level emes. Beis Hillel is lower level emes that considers shalom. Mipnei darfei shalom, we do certain things, you know? To make peace, we make certain leniencies. Beis Hillel is the leniencies to make peace. But if God forbid, we start to think, you know, Isha machaneo, Isha diglo, each person for himself, and the honor and the glory belongs to me, then we become haughty over one another. And they're not going to care what your opinion is on anything. I live in my own Dalat Amos, and I'm not interested in your Torah, I'm not interested in your ideas, I'm not interested in your family. Who could drush us Chazal in the Gemara and Brachos on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah? Gemara and Brachos, Mesechas Makos, a couple places in Shas, it has on this Pasuk, Cherev al Habadim v'Noalu. The sword is al Habadim v'Noalu, and they acted foolishly. What does it mean? The sword is on the Badim. Right? Bad is like Lavad. So the Gemara says, the sword is on the necks of those Torah scholars who study Bad Babad, who study all alone. I don't need a chavrusa. I can learn everything on my own. I don't need a rabbi. I can figure it all out. Or said differently, maybe I do learn with others, but I think that I'm one of a kind. And I am on some level, it's true. They are one of a kind. But not in the way that I look down on someone else who's also one of a kind. And that's what it means, bad babad. Right? Bad babad means each one for himself. But if two people learn together, and each one thinks, I'm the one who's, you know, educating my friend. And this friend thinks exactly the same. They're not going to get smarter from one another. The point of a chavrusa is to sharpen you by challenging you. And by doing so, you're pogim in the holiness of the Torah, which comes from the supernal wisdom, the chachma above. Now you'll see what he's going to do with this idea of this higher chachma. U'memela nogeya hapagam b'chachma mocha. So when you're pogim in chachma at its shoresh, it starts to corrupt the way that the chachma expresses itself in your mind. You come with all sorts of warped realities, warped ways of looking at things. U'mizeheima metapshin v'lo yachmu. You don't become smart, you become foolish. Vatorah kadosha hi eitz chayim. The Torah is supposed to be what? A tree of life. V'notzenes chayim lo'oseh, as it says in Pirkei Avos, it gives life to those who are osek in it. V'yedei halimud be'emes uva'anava tzedek mamshichim lomdeh chiyos. So when I learn Torah in truth with humility, it brings chiyos to a person. As the Pasuk says, ha'chachma techaya bala. The chachma gives life to those who are involved in it. But if I learn the Torah like a big Baal Gaiva, not only will it not sharpen my mind, but it will corrupt my mind. And if it causes, God forbid, an illness of the mind, well, my mind is very much connected to my life. My brain is connected to my ability to function properly. And therefore, it's pogame in the Makor HaChayim. That's why he says, Chachma is Gematria Chayim. Chachma 73 is Gematria, Hachayim 73. V'kasher tamid Rabbi Akiva lo nagu kavod zebezeh nifka mekor Hachayim, Rachmana Litzlan. from the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, right, were pogim in the Shorish of Chachma, they were pogim in their lives, and because they were such great people, being pogim in their life literally meant losing their lives. Ukishigia Lag Ba'omer, Hod Shabahod. When we come to Lag Ba'omer, Hod Shabahod, what are we doing? Ve'ima Ilah and Hod Ispashtas. And Ima Ilah, Bina, expresses itself, it expands itself all the way down to Hod. Hofia Aleim or Pnei Melechayim. In other words, when I return, again, Hod Vahadar, Hadar means return. Hadar also means like Hiddur Mitzvah, purification. Hod implies a certain glory, a certain beauty, right? But we're saying here, Hod means restoring that Hod to Hashem, to lift it up to higher realms. So there's an element of tshuva involved here. Well, if there's tshuva involved here, tshuva is shayach to the sphere of Bina, which is on the same left side as Hod. So he says, when we so to speak, Hod Shabahod, when we reconnect Hod to its supernal source, which is Bina, in other words, we're doing tshuva, we're reestablishing our connection to Chaim, to true Chaim, v'his ore behem ruach ha-tshuva mi-bechinas Bina. Right? We're able to restore Bina to its proper place. Ulevavo yavin v'shav v'rafelo. Like the Pasuk says, when the heart is maven, when the heart understands, one returns and is healed. That's exactly what's happening here. V'mshichu rafua la'olam. Tshuva in general brings refuah to the world. V'gamal yideya tshuva nasu shfeilim ze lefnei ze. They became humbled before each other. V'hairotza lechayos yamis es atzmo. As the Gemara says in Talmud, one who wants to live should kill himself. What does kill himself mean? Yevatel es atzmo. Yevatel es atzmo means what? To negate himself in the face of his friend's opinion. V'yideza himshichu refuah v'chayim le'olam. Just realizing now, the Gemara mentioned on the Shabbos. About the Gemara says that Adam Kiyamas Ba'alel, right? No, I just thought of Nupshah. Adam Kiyamas Ba'alel, the person's supposed to kill himself over Torah, right? What? That Ein Adam, right? Ein Adam, person doesn't have success in Torah, at Shememis Atzmala, until he kills himself over Torah. So, what does it mean to kill yourself over Torah? So, again, usually we think it means what? Means learn basmata. A deeper pshat that I shared over Shabbos from Rabbi David Aaron, beautiful yisod that he develops, is that killing yourself over Torah means allowing yourself to mature through the study of Torah, where I can kill off my old perception of self to become a more enriched, you know, Jew. When I learn Torah, I'm not going to be the same, you know, goofy high school kid that I was. I'm prepared to let go of that. I like being the goofy high school kid. I'm prepared to go Shana Aleph and to let go. And if I'm Zocher to Shana Bet, can I let go of my Shana Aleph perception of what Torah is and have a more mature perception of Torah? And when I get married, can I understand that now that I'm married, in some ways I have less time to focus on Torah, but now I'm really learning Torah for the first time, I feel like, as a complete person. Right? And as I get older and as I go through life, my character changes, to use Rabbi David Aaron language, right? I kill off my old character to become someone more. He tells a story that two famous actors who always played like the macho, tough cowboy type. So one of them was once offered a role to play Leonardo da Vinci in a film. So his buddy, the other cowboy, called him up and he said, "What are you taking a sissy role like, you know, you're a cowboy?" He's like, "No, we're not cowboys, we're actors." I mean, just because I always play that role doesn't mean I can't, you know, kill off how I'm known, you know, in a certain type of role. Right? The comedian who takes a dramatic role in a film, right? All of a sudden, well, he's like the funny guy in the movie. He's never the serious guy. But okay, he's willing to kill off a perception of what type of person he is. So lahavdil, the same thing is true in Torah. In relationship with Hashem, I have a certain place where I feel comfortable. This is where I am in my relationship with Hashem. And I'm willing to kill that off through learning Torah more deeply to become something more. That's a deeper pshat in Adam Kiyamas Ba'alal. But based on what we're learning now, if part of killing yourself over Torah, I mean, what does killing yourself mean? Again, hod. Hod is killing yourself. Right? Again, the line from the Gemara in Talmud that he just quoted, "Harot lechios yamis asatzol," Right? My yesa, my, the Gemara actually asks that as a question. What should a person do if he wants to live? He should kill himself. So you could learn it again, just steig in Torah. If you want to have real kihem chayenu v'arachemenu, kill yourself over a blad Gemara. But it could also mean, the way we're learning kill yourself here means what? Surrender a little bit. If you want to have success in Torah, don't fool yourself in thinking you're going to do it on your own. Have the humility to listen to what your chavrusa says. Have the humility to listen to what your Rebbe says. Right? Kill yourself. Get out of your own head space and allow someone else to help you to grow in Torah.
Is that like a symptom?
Yeah, but, yeah, exactly. Be like Hashem. Right? That's the paradox of Simson. Hashem, so to speak, made himself greater in the world by contracting himself. So that's always the case. When we have, why is Moshe the greatest Jew? Because he contracted himself. He made himself humble. Part of the reason Moshe didn't attain the level, the highest level of Torah, is because he was mitzamtzin himself. Moshe wasn't shayach to the Shar HaNun. Rabbi Akiva was shayach to the Shar HaNun, but a little bit of backfired. Okay, I actually want to get to that in a second, so let's keep reading, because we're going to run out of time very quickly. Okay, one more paragraph in this piece. Now we understand a little bit better what happened with Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Or maybe more precisely, what the Gemara explains in the aftermath of the death of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva's students died, Hai ha'olam shamim, the world was desolate. It's a very strange way to describe that loss of Torah. Shamim means what? Shamim is the way that Rashi describes at the beginning of Chumash, tohu vavohu. Just a complete emptiness, desolate. Right? When Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, it was back in the world of tohu. Because the way that they acted was bederach tohu. Tohu means what? Period, we said. Nekudos. Each standing alone, not connected to each other. So the world after Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, right, the Gemara is expressing, was a world of what? Of again, disunity. Until Rabbi Akiva traveled south, he found five new students, and he taught them, and they were the ones who what? Who stood up the world. So look what the Yismach Yisrael says, exactly. They were not connected to one another properly, and they were the world of Tohu. That's what it means, V'hayi ha'olam shamim, the world was desolate. Mamish Tohu v'avohu. Until Rabbi Akiva came to the south. What does it mean to go to the south? Well, traveling down sounds like humbling oneself, submitting oneself. In fact, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Sheyachkim yadrim, if you want to become wise, turn to the south. Which, of course, the context of the Gemara is face the menorah, because the menorah is in the southern side of the Heichal, as opposed to the Shulchan, which is on the northern side of the Heichal. But the idea of facing the menorah also, what is the menorah? What Yom Tov is the menorah? Lahodus lahalo, Chanukah, right? Hod. Bring some hod into your life. Bring some submissiveness into your life, some humility into your life. Because otherwise you're going to end up distancing yourself from those around you, and it's going to cause what? It's going to cause tohu. To be every man for himself. That's chaotic. It's not a functioning way for a world to exist on a simple level. So these five Talmidim from the south, so to speak, right? From that world of Chachma in the south. V'heim avu zeh lazeh. Good old southern hospitality. You know, maybe that's why in the south there's people are just nicer. I don't know. Is that a real thing? I don't know. If Rav Wolfson said it, I'd believe it. If the Stuchiner said it, I'd believe it. If I say it, I'm just making everyone laugh, okay? Understandably so. V'nasa al yedei olam atikun, right? V'nasa al yadam olam atikun. So with this chevra, these tzaddikim, Rishon Bar Yochai, v'chaver of the second yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva, yeah, they were the world of tikun. V'kushta kai. And because of the world of truth, of tikun, they're a world that's going to last. And like Chaim alluded to a moment ago, right? V'heim ha'amidu, the Gemara says. They stood up the world. That's right, the legs. Netzach v'hod. V'zeh haya perish v'heim ha'amidu. They stood up the world. They gave the legs to the world. This is why at the beginning of Pirkei Avos it says v'hamidu tamidim harbe. Right? V'hamidu tamidim harbe means realize that as you grow your yeshiva, tamidim harbe, there's a greater danger of what? Of split in the yeshiva. Right? If you have a small yeshiva, everyone has to get along because there's just not. But as the yeshiva grows, right? So then a person says, "Well, I'm a YP guy. I don't associate with IPC guys. Oh, I'm a BMP guy. I don't associate with JSS guys. Oh, whatever." or in Volozhin when the yeshiva split. I learn Musar, I don't learn Musar. There's always that risk of as the yeshiva grows, there could be a split. So v'hamidu tamidim harbe, part of what's hinted to in that Mishnah Pirkei Avos is what? Hamidu, make sure your tamidim are grounded in a world of netzach and hod, understanding the unity of netzach and hod. How the legs have to work together, tamidim chacham have to work together and respect each other. V'tamid b'chol isu v'chol shana kishigia yom hazeh, so therefore when Lag Ba'Omer comes around, it's misover this tremendous sense of Ava. What's everyone doing for Lag Ba'Omer? That's good. See, some people think they're like, nah, there's too many high school kids who come to a Weinberger now. So like it's not, you know, it got too popular amongst like too many types of people. Well, that's the whole point of Lag Ba'Omer. It's not the place to be. To be able to go to a place where there are a lot of different types of Jews. Well, what's Meiron? Meiron is a gathering of every type of Jew. Should Dafka not want to be with only like-minded Chevra and Lag Ba'Omer? I think that's a mistake. People have a certain image of how they want their Lag Ba'Omer to be. Lag Ba'Omer is Hod Shebahod. It's the humility to want to connect to every Jew. It's Tikkun of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. So Midas Hod Shebahod, Shalom De Torah, Yavu Zazah. To recognize that we're all, everyone's a letter in the Torah. With the Vatalas Asmo Zebif Neitzah. That through the humility, a person opens their heart to new depths of Torah. And of course, that leads to coming to Har Sinai. Okay, very quickly, let's just look at one other little piece. Turn the page, 142. Not going to be able to do the whole thing, we don't have enough time, I don't think. Let's just start it. Yadua ma'amar amzal. We know from the Beis Yosef, he quotes here, B'Shem HaMedrash. Because the Gemara is not explicit. The Gemara is not perfectly clear. Okay, but in Oz Dalet, on top of page 142, we do know from sources, some Rishonim say, that on Lag Ba'Omer, Pasku Tamidei Rabbi Akiva Lemus. The Gemara says they died from Pesach till Shuas. But we have sources that say Lag Ba'Omer was the end of the Misa. What's the pshat? How did that happen? La'inin al-pi, Mashakosov HaMaharal Miprag with Tiferes Yisrael, but the Maharal explains the Gemara in Menachos. What does the Gemara in Menachos say? Well-known Gemara. B'sha'a sha'alu Moshe l'maro matzu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu sha'a yoshev v'kosher k'sharim l'osios. Moshe Rabbeinu found the Kadosh Baruch Hu tying crowns to the letters. Amar l'fanov ribono sha'olam mima akiv. Who's forcing you to tie these crowns? Right? Meaning, what's the purpose of these crowns? Amar lei adam echad yesh sha'asi l'yos b'sof kamadoros. Akiva ben Yosef Shemo, Sha'asid Lidrosh Vechula. There's a Jew in the future, his name is Akiva ben Yosef, and he's going to expound these crowns. He's going to make sense of these crowns. Moshe said, I want to see this base medrash. Halaf Yashav Lesof Yudchas Shuros. He sat in the back, the 18th row of Rabbi Akiva Shir, and Moshe Rabbeinu had no idea what was going on. Belohai Yodea Mahim Omer. Moshe was lost, couldn't follow Shir. Tashash Kocho. He became depressed by it, right? He felt weakened by it. How do I not understand? And in the end, he heard Rabbi Akiva say, Halacha Moshe Misinai, and he knew that Moshe still has a name in the Beis Medrash, and Moshe was you know, calmed by that. V'ha maimer t'mua, but it's a strange maimer chazal. She'eich yeh Rabbi Akiva gadol yos v'madrega min Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. How could Rabbi Akiva surpass Moshe Rabbeinu? V'lo hayu yodea Moshe l'havin, mashan Rabbi Akiva talmidav. Could it be Rabbi Akiva knew Torah in a way that Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't understand? U'mefarish of the Maharal explains, D'Moshe lo nisgal lo shar hanun min shari kedusha. Moshe, the Gemara tells us, in Rosh Hashanah daf chaf aleph, made it to level 49. Yan chayetzarech lil mo Torah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, in his study of Torah, was such that he could only reach level 49. He's going to clarify what that means. Will Rabbi Akiva nisgala oso hashar v'chula? Rabbi Akiva made it to level 50. Ulefi ze lefichach meisu tamid Rabbi Akiva shalo hayichol lekabel shar hanun. The same way that some tzaddikim explain, right, the story of Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira and the Gemara and Megillah and Dav Zayin, come Rabbi v'shachti Rabbi Zeira, that Rabbi shachti Rabbi Zeira by the Purim Suda, with the Lubavitch Rebbe and other tzaddikim explained. He shechted him by lifting him to a level that was above him. Rabba means the big one, or Bizeira means the small one. He took him to heights that were beyond his level of mental capacity, of spiritual consciousness. He took him beyond, and he couldn't handle it, so he died. So too, Rabbi Akiva was on level 50, and Maharal seems to be saying that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva weren't able to recover the Shar HaNun, and it cost them.
What does
that
have to do with
Kovazel? Right, what does that have to do with Lo Nagu Kovazel? Right. Right. Lo Nagu Kovazel. How is that? Right, how does that, right? I mean, what was the cause and what was the effect? Was it the fact that Lo Nagu Kovazel is that they couldn't reach the Shar HaNun?
Maybe that's the Shar HaNun.
And then they died as a punishment for Lo Nagu Kovazel? They died by being overwhelmed by the light of the Shar HaNun? I mean, what was the order of operations? Yeah?
Can you say that maybe that's the Shar HaNun?
The Shar HaNun for sure has to do with that. You can definitely say that. First of all, the Shar HaNun, just to connect it to the previous piece, we're talking about Tohu and Tikkun. Right? So Rabbi Nachman has a Torah where he talks about Kinos and Tikkun. Same letter. The Kinos that we say on Tisha B'Av is kind of the lowest we get. And Tikkun, the Olam HaTikkun, is where we're trying to get to. It's also the idea that he explains, and the Svarim explain, when you get to a Gemara that can't be solved, we say Teku. When we're Zocha to the Shar Nun, we add the Nun to Teku and we get Tikkun. Right? And until we get there, there's a sense of Nituk. Nituk means disconnect. We were talking before. So all those things are for sure connected to each other. Right? The failure of Tisha B'Av, which is also very much connected, at least from a Bayis Sheni perspective, to Sinas Chinam, right? Which leads to Kinos, which leads to Teiku, getting out of that to the Shar HaNun, to the world of Tikkun, through connection. Well, that shouldn't be a Nituk, there shouldn't be a separation. So all that's definitely true. Now, when the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu got to level 49, it says that what? He attained level 50 minus 1. He got all 50 levels minus 1. Some explain that the 50th level is the level of minus 1. The Shar HaNun is chaser achas. The way to get to level 50 is to realize that I'm always chaser something. But that, on a Beinat L'Chavero level, means right. But no matter how well I know the sugya, my younger chavrusa, who's less learned than me, can add an element that I never would discover. The same way that every one of us can say Chidushim Rav Chaim Kanievsky can't say. He's gadol ador, or beginners. Okay, afal pichin. We have a koach of chiddush, each in our own way. Uvazar kadosh v'tikunei zar isa gal einai va'abita niflos tayrasecha. Gal einai, David Melech Davin. Gal einai va'abita niflos. What was David asking? Niflos is nun plaos. Revealed to me the wonder of the Shar HaNun. Right, it's a pella. Pella, of course, the same letters as Aleph. It's sort of the connection where one goes up to 50 and 50 brings you back to one. Right? It's Os Aleph. Plaos is Os Aleph. The Nun Plaos. Niflaos. Who gam ken kanis kalayel. So tefilas David melech alav shalom hayishi esgale lo Shar HaNun. David was davening, I also want Shar HaNun. What was he asking for? Umehatmiya she espal al davar gadol kazeh shalon esgale. Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. David HaMelech says, I want to go where Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go. How is that possible? The answer is, part of the reason Moshe couldn't get to level 50 is because Moshe took Klai Yisrael out of the 49th level of Tumah in Mitzrayim. So correspondingly, he could reach level 49 of holiness. Level 50 was only given to us at Har Sinai. So say, but Moshe was at Har Sinai. True. But Moshe was really Mekusher to those Jews in Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? That's Moshe. That is Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe sort of straddles that fence between 49 and 50, between seeing Eretz Yisrael but not going into Eretz Yisrael, right? Moshe Rabbeinu somehow is blocked out from level 50, but once there's Kabbalah Satorah, it becomes accessible. It becomes more within reach. So you'll say, how could a David HaMelech, how could a Rabbi Akiva get to a place Moshe couldn't get to? Right? How are we zocha to see Giluyim in Torah b'zman hazeh that earlier generations didn't see? If we're overall on a lower level, okay? There's a certain gila that takes place through the passage of time. So David HaMelech did ask. He said, I know that the ur of this Torah is hidden in the Torah. The ur of this Torah beyond, of Shar Nun, is in the Torah. Gam kin Shar HaChamishim. V'zeh tefilas David HaMelech Olah Shalom. V'abita niflaos. Nun plos. I want to see the Nun plos. Niflaos what? Mi Torah Secha. Help me to discover the Shar Nun within the Torah. Al Yedei Torah Secha. V'tefilas David HaMelech Olah Shalom. Hayekol teva v'teva v'os v'os l'kavan miyuchedes. That's why when we left Mitzrayim, what does the Torah say? Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Ah, we only count 49. Right, we only openly talk about 49. The 50th is counted in a whisper. We don't count it openly, but we're counting towards 50 in a certain sense. We do count 50 without actually counting. Keneged Mem Tes Shari Tumah Rachmana Litzlan V'Shar HaNun Lihizgaber. You have 49 steps to get out of the 49 levels of Tumah, and then the 50th to kind of seal it off. But prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, they didn't have access to the Shar Nun, and therefore they had to get out of Mitzrayim. Had they remained in Mitzrayim a bit longer, they would have stayed there forever. So also, we have 49 days to kind of get rid of the Tumah, and then Shavuos, which is level 50, day 50, is how we defeat the Tumah once and for all. Okay. Ukeshi yigiu tamid Rabbi Akiva lag ba'omer nisor aleihem tefilas David HaMelech alav v'shalom sheispar lo gal einai. So when the tamid Rabbi Akiva came to lag ba'omer, right, during that Tekufa, when we made it to Lag BaOmer, there was a certain Gal Edai, there was a certain revelation of the Shar Nun, Hainu Sheyizkeh LeShar Nun, Vayideza Yachlu LeKabel Torah Rabbi Akiva, Shayim Yishar Nun, and then Rabbi Akiva's Torah somehow on Lag BaOmer, Gal Einai, Gal is Lag, on Lag BaOmer, they were able to have a new chance at internalizing the Nun Plaus, Niflaus Mi Torah Sech. He writes in parentheses, "Hadvar meniskalel lo kasvu kasidron rakli zikaron ba'alma." This piece I know is not written so clearly, but it's to remember some of these ideas. But again, it helps us to understand a little bit more about how through that bittul, a person can reach new heights. So again, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that he was mekusher to the Jews of Mitzrayim could only really formally reach level 49, but Shavuos, so to speak, is level 50. It's the completion of all of that, the dominance of the Tumah that we've been removing over the course of the 49 days. And when David Melech said, Gal Einai, David Melech was alluding that somehow Lag VaOmer begins that process of putting that finishing touch on the Tumas Mitzrayim and coming to the Shar Nun. So Rishon was already Megala on his day, a little bit of the Shar Nun. All right. Some deep things to think about. We should be zeichet to love each other, to respect each other, to learn from each other. And then our Torah will stand stronger. Okay.